This is Travis.
Oh, hey, Travis. I don't know if you hung up on me or if we got cut off or what happened, but I just wanted to let you know. Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah, I canceled the account, but I didn't want you to think that I did that. But I want to also let you know what I was trying to explain to Harley, and she just, you know, kept thinking that she was lied to, is when you guys pay us $249, we took $100 of that and sent it directly to Facebook to run those ads for you. And that's what we're talking about. We ran the ads for you using our Facebook account because our Facebook ad profile to run on your page. Because if we took your Meta business profile and run the ads on that, then it could be dipping into money that she's paying separately, right? And then it would be hard to track the results. So we're absolutely running the ads on your page. It's showing that on your dashboard and on your Facebook account. But it's just we're running it using our ad account so that we're the ones that are getting charged for those ads, not you. Because if we put it on your Meta business profile, you guys could be double charged. You paid us $100, right? And then you could also be getting charged through your own Facebook Meta profile. And that's why we do it separate, you know? And that's the only thing I was trying to say. And I apologize if, I don't know, I think she was just, you know, convinced that we lied to you guys. But, you know, we didn't. And on the Better Business Bureau, whatever you read on there, I know it scared you, but if you dig into it a little bit deeper, you'll see that Local Splash has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, and out of over 48,000 active clients and 20 years as a corporation, I think there's only a handful of what, let me see here, like what, 16 negative complaints that have ever been filed. Oh, no, here it says 11. 11 reviews, and let me click on complaints. And 9 complaints. So that's what? 20, over 20 years as a corporation, which is a drop in the bucket out of over 48,000 active clients, right? And the reason we maintain an A+ rating is because everyone that's actually written a complaint about Local Splash has been resolved. So there isn't one client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can legitimately say that we didn't fulfill what we promised, right? So, you know, I wanted to try to, you know, elevate your guys' comfort level, but I know that she was just insistent on canceling. So I canceled it for you, and I just want to confirm that's what you want to do as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got the account canceled, and the good news is in one of your prior correspondence with us, there was some notes how you said it was impossible to get the verification and the necessary documents. Well, there was a note on your account that your Google Business profile already is verified and optimized. So I, you know, confirmed that with the technician before I called you. So, you know, whatever problem, you know, you guys had in the past, if you had any getting verified or thinking you had to do a video verification or anything additional, it's all been resolved because it's already verified, okay?
So it's already Google verified?
It's already Google verified, yep, and it even says that we changed the profile picture on the Google Business page for you because you guys had given us access, right? So that's already up and running. So you don't have to, you know, do anything else with the Google profile. Even though it's canceled on our end, it still belongs to you, right? So that's the good news is, you know, in 2 weeks working with us, at least that's verified and it's published. You have 8 Google reviews on it, which are from, you know, past clients even before you worked with us. But again, that retains with your company. So one thing I can do, and you can use this, you know, whether you work with us or not, is I can send you a little review generator email that will help you get some more 5-star reviews on your Google listing here and there, because that always helps you, you know, get more relevant and, you know, get better results on Google. So, you know, I'll send that to you as a courtesy because, again, you don't have to be a Local Splash client to, you know, try to get reviews on your page, but it's just a little format that is, you know, easy to use, okay?
Yeah, one of the things that I was struggling with the profile, one of the, it's been multiple bad experiences. And one of them, I think, had linked our Facebook page to one of those other lead generation companies. No, Yelp. So when I go on my website, when I go on my Facebook page and I click on review to leave a review, mm-hmm. it takes me to Yelp. And I don't know why it still takes me to Yelp. We canceled with Yelp. You know, they, at the time, they had the program where they would send leads to you, but they'd send them to 10 other people also. And the only call, and I never got any calls on Yelp. The only calls I started getting on Yelp were other marketing companies that saw that I was on Yelp, and they were calling saying, how's that working for you? We can optimize your page and make you rise in the rankings, and, you know, you'll be on the first page when people Google and blah, blah, blah. And so the whole Yelp thing was discarded to use this company out of Texas. You're out of California, right? Yeah, this company out of Texas.
Correct.
That said that, you know, they would be able to get us up in the rankings. And, you know, I told them how reluctant I was with them. And they said, look, if you're not happy after the first month for any reason, you just tell us and we'll give you the second month free. So it was like, okay, that's a pretty reasonable guarantee, right? Like, so we'll get 2 months for the price of one at the very worst. At the end of almost 4 weeks, I told them, look, you know, I hope you're not expecting us to pay again because we have not received one phone call. I said, ultimately, what I have to pay you is work. And if I'm not getting any work, then I don't have money to pay you. And so, and they lied to us and said that they had never told us that we'd get a month for free. And so we canceled that. And when we
company that she was talking about that was signed up on the 27th? Because she kept saying something about the 27th, and I'm like, I don't know what company that is, but that's not us, because we, you know, you signed up with us on the 10th.
Right. Well, when she went online on Local Splash to try to cancel us, it said something about the 27th. It said that, like, our billing cycle ended the 27th, or payment was due the 27th or something like that.
Well, either way, if it said that, it's, I mean, you're not going to get billed anymore because you guys, it's canceled. You should have already gotten an email and a text, you know, with your cancellation number. So you're not going to get any further charges for sure. But if you would have continued with us, you were paid in full until May 10th. It, you know, it wasn't the 27th. So I don't know. Yeah, where she would have read that, but either way, you don't have to worry about that now, you know.
Yeah, so that wasn't that company. That company gave us the second month, and again, nothing. Still, and I'm talking 4 to 12 calls a day from other companies that had seen us on Yelp wanting us to try them. We tried that one guy. Like I said, the first month we got nothing. The second month, it wasn't even the whole month. It was like 2 weeks into the second month, and I felt like it was taking advantage of the company that had done nothing for us to let them continue to work, knowing that I'd already decided we were canceling that one. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we canceled that one. I don't recall if there was one in between then and now. But at that point, so when we first started, we were using a company called Increase ROAS, and they are specifically for trees. And we had talked to them last October, and their startup fee was $5,000, and I'm an independent contractor.
That's a lot of money.
I'm paid a percentage of the jobs, of the leads that I get from the tree service company that my best friend owns. So, so $5,000 was not in the budget, his or mine. So we didn't. Well, I clicked on their ad back in January or February, not knowing it was them. It just said, you know, how would you like tree leads no pay per click. You get 10%, you get 90%, we get 10%. So basically they wanted 10% of the contract, and I talked to the owners, and you know, it was basically in tree service, there's a wide range of pricing. You know what I mean? Like there's the price that you would like to get. There's the price that, you are okay with. And then there's the price that you'll settle for if there's no other work at the moment. You keep the guys working, you make some profit. It's better than making none. So when I clicked on that, I saw who it was. I backed out. They called me. We get back on a call. It's $1,000 to start up now, not $5,000, and 10% of the contract. Well, they ended up lying to us because I very specifically and deliberately asked them. So my total cost is $1,000 up front. I have to pay for the Facebook ads, and I can choose how much I spend per day. And then you get 10% of the total contract of any leads that come in through you. Yes. Well, after like 3 weeks, you know, we've gotten $13,000 worth of jobs from them. I'm asking them, how do I pay you this $1,305 that I owe you? And their response was, well, your $1,000 maintenance fee isn't due until the 21st. So when you pay that, then you can just, and I said, excuse me, say that again. And he said it again. I said, no, I said, there is no $1,000 a month maintenance fee. And all of our clients pay this. And so I came unglued on him. I hung up on him. He called me like six times and I blocked him. Then he called me on Telegram. And when he called me on Telegram, he said, Travis, I talked to the owner and he listened to the call and it's Matthew's fault. He told you that it was $1,000 startup fee. He should have said maintenance fee, but it was really just a soft press to see if they could, when you get $13,000 worth of jobs, they figure when you see that it works, you're going to be willing to pay it. And so all these other companies were, but I wasn't because I made like $1,600 that month. I can't afford to pay you $1,000 and all the advertising.
Gosh, that's horrible. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's terrible.
So then we transferred to you guys, and I wasn't interested. Somebody cold called me, just like all those other people. And talking to the person that cold called me and then talking to the sales rep, you know, I basically, we had separated ourselves from the company that was doing our marketing. We still had the ads, but we had separated ourselves from them. So we've been learning how to do it ourselves, the Facebook ads. But we got to the point where Facebook had said, optimize your ad. You could decrease cost per reaction by 8% if you do this. And when she clicked on it, it completely locked us out of that ad. So that ad that Increased ROAS had created, we were no longer able to access because they created some sort of booby trap where it said that our pixel did not match the account number and we therefore could not do anything with it. So there was one other ad that they had created for us that we hadn't been using. And so we went back and we reactivated that ad, and that's what we've been getting our leads from. So we were in an uncomfortable place where we're learning about the Facebook ads and doing it, but we also know that there's a lot that we don't know. So when we came into contact with your company, it was like, okay, this sounds good, you know, and, you know, the agreement with them was that basically you guys had all of these departments, and so we'd be able to use you guys to do the ads that you guys were doing, and we could fine-tune ours. And they even expressed that in the long run, if it got to the point where we were doing well with our own stuff, then we could transition away from having you guys do that. We could take the control of that. But then there was something else that you guys did that would be like the next level up. And so instead of doing, you know, these Facebook ads and this stuff, then we'd be able to move on as our company expands to have you guys do the more complicated stuff that we don't understand while we could do the less complicated stuff that we would then have learned.
Got it. Okay. I understand. Yeah. Wow. You guys have been through the ringer, and my heart goes out to you. 'Cause I mean, that's just a lot of drama, you know, for a small company. I mean, So I thank you for explaining that all. I want to let you know that typically if we bring a client on board, and they're doing their own Facebook ads, we usually just say, great, you can do your Facebook ads on your own. You don't have to use us for it. And we don't even bundle the service with it for them, because why would we if they already have their own ads? Unless it's something like you guys that, hey, we want to use, you know, your expertise and see, you know, how you're doing it so we could eventually learn how to do it ourselves, which, you know, I respect that. But, you know, for companies that just do the local SEO package, what they do is they pay $199 monthly, and it doesn't include the Facebook ads. So they give you like a little bit of a break when you bundle with the ads, because then you get, you know, $249. So you pay $50 more, but you're getting $100 worth of ads, you know. So that's how, you know, we kind of work that. But there's no hidden fees or any type of maintenance fees or anything like that outside of the $249 that you had agreed to. And that's why when you signed up, they had you acknowledge the terms and conditions with your e-signature, because what that does is it grandfathers you into this pricing and it ensures that it never goes up. So, you know, you guys would never pay a penny over that, you know, if you were to continue. But what I would recommend is, you know, once you're ranking on the first page of Google, you probably wouldn't even need the ads anymore anyway. And then at that point, we could just put you back in the $199 package. And the reason being, Travis, is when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So that's, you know, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. So if you consider that, that means that there's only 13%. If you take Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Thumbtack, Angie's, every other source that you can think of and kind of lump them into one category, they're only getting 13%, where 87% hires off of Google. So ultimately, yeah, that's where your bread and butter would be. That's where you're going to be making the big money. But it also says in our terms and conditions that first page placement on Google takes 45 to 60 days. So industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we're way ahead of the curve. We do it in 45 to 60 days. So I always tell people, you know, you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away, but it is the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. Oh, by the way, do you get access to the email that we have? If not, I can update it to you because that's where the cancellation email went. Sir, and then blodgett@gmail.com. It's your last name, Blodgett. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes,
you get access to that email, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But she's
okay,
the one that texts it.
Okay.
I'm not really technologically savvy. I was separated from technology for a decade and a half, and I'm still playing catch up.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I know my dad is a very successful businessman. He works for 7 different lines, and he's like, hey, I don't need to know any of that stuff because my clients know where to find me. And that's the beauty of a program like this, is you don't have to be technically savvy in order to benefit from it. All you have to do is pick up the phone when people call you, right? And we know you're going to do that, and then our dashboard tracks the rest. So, you know, if you wanted to continue, I mean, I know you already canceled, but if you wanted to continue, what I could do is give you guys an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get the Google business page ranking on the first page so that you get your phone ringing with some new clients coming from Google, and that way you and Harley can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business, right? And then you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So let's see, your billing's on the 10th, and if we add 2 weeks, you'd be paid in full all the way till May 24th, okay? So come May 24th, if for some reason you're still not happy, no problem. You call us and you cancel it and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way you'd absolutely get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid, because the Google Business Profile now is already verified and it's live, but that doesn't automatically get on the first page in and of itself. It takes hundreds of hours of programming, you know, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So that's
okay,
what our technicians do behind the scenes.
So what did we need that certification for again? I mean, I know the Google certification was important, but why? There was something that we wanted to do that we couldn't do without being certified.
It's not certified. It's called verified, okay? So
okay.
What they'll do is they'll say, typically, Google will say, oh, in order to get verified, you have to send a picture of your business license, a picture of insurance. You have to send over, work vehicle with your equipment and, you know, all these kinds of things. And Google's not trying to give anybody a hard time. What they're doing behind the scenes, which is actually very smart, is they're protecting you guys as a small company from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when you send over that stuff, then they see it and they trust you. They're like, okay, this is a valid business in the area. We can publish it. But the other guys that are those big corporations trying to come and steal clients, they'll reject those Google pages and they won't allow them to get published, right? So that's the good news is, you know, you guys have been with us for 2 weeks and that's already verified and it's published on the first, not on the first page, that's what we're working on, but it's published live where you can see it. And I linked it together in that email that I sent you that says learn how to get more reviews. So if, you know, you look at that later at the bottom, there's a little, you know, email component that
I've got a half a dozen customers right now that have asked about giving reviews. And they've told us that they can do anything in the future to let them know, you know what I mean? Like the most happy ones, you know, there's some that give you a review anyway. And there's some that, you know, when you ask them, they're more than happy to, you know, but there's some that have asked, what can they do? And I've tried to get reviews on the Facebook page because I've only got one or two, depending on when I click on it. You know, sometimes one of them shows up and sometimes two of them shows up. And I don't understand if I'm on the wrong page or, you know, the wrong browser, you know what I mean? I don't understand how all that works. So it's frustrating for me.
Focus on getting them on Google because that's ultimately where 9 out of 10 consumers are going to hire from, right? I've honestly, you know, I'm
a homeowner.
So
is there a link that I can send to the customers?
Exactly. That's what's in that email that I sent you, and you can use that whether you continue with us or not. You just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And that email, when it gets sent, it also triggers a text message. So in the event that you have one of your clients' phone numbers but you don't have their email, great, send them the link on the text. And the reason it works so good, Travis, is, and I know this because I'm in internet marketing and I know how reviews will impact a business. So oftentimes I have a good experience with a contractor or, you know, with a service that I have, and I tell them, oh, I'm so happy you helped me so much. I'm going to go home and write a review. But the problem is there's been a couple of times where once I'm outside of that moment, that idea gets stuck on the back burner, right? And we all know what happens to those ideas that are stuck on the back burner. But the reason this review generator email works is it'll say, you know, thank you for using Ramos Trees. If you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, and that person that's already offered to do something nice for you, they're already in their email, right? Most people, they're going to click on it and they're going to do it, right?
Right?
And the reason it works so successfully, secondly, is that we put you in charge of it. So you know how in business there's always somewhere along the line that one client that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy? So don't send that to that. Don't send the email to that client, right? Because they're probably not going to write something. So, you know, just send it to those ones that are already asking you, like, hey, how do I, write a good review for you? Say, no problem. What's your phone number? I'll text you a link. This would help us tremendously, you know, and, you know, just kind of go from there, you know, and like I said, I already sent that to you so you can use it. You know, whether, you know, and if you want to talk to Harley first and see, you know, if you want to continue and accept the 2 weeks on the back end, you know, I'm okay with that too. But I just wanted to cancel it as soon as possible just because, you know, she felt that I was trying to justify something and trying to give you a hard time with canceling, which wasn't my intention. I was just trying to explain something to her, you know. So.
Yeah. So she just said that she just sent a thing where we got a lead from you guys.
Yeah, that was Kyle trying to test it. He did a test lead. He wrote me. He did a test lead because I told him, where are the test leads going? They tested it and they didn't get any. So he wrote me back, I did a test and an text message and an email sent with the new lead. So not sure where they did the test lead, as usually you need to preview a link to do that. So he did tell her that was just a test lead. That was our Facebook department that was trying to test it just to see like where the leads go to. So
her and I saw an ad that's not the one that we put out on Facebook, and it's got the same stuff from our ad, but then there was also like clips of the pictures that we had given to you guys. So we don't even know what the ad looks like. Like nobody's ever said, hey, here's the ad that we created for you and this is what we're running. You know what I mean? There was never anything like that.
Well, that's what I was trying to show you guys. Those ads are stored on your dashboard so you can actually see what they look like. Do you have a second to log on to it right now?
I don't know how.
Oh, okay. Let me do this then. I'm going to go into that Facebook ad preview on our dashboard and I'll copy the page and I'll paste it and I'll just send it to you in an email so that you
are you
can
still able to access that if she took you guys out of
because whatever activity took place while we had access to it, that's still going to be stored on your dashboard. But yeah, but she can definitely, if she's afraid, and I know you got involved with a shady company, you know, if she's afraid that, you know, we're going to try to hijack the page or something, by all means, have her remove us. But the activity that we had while it was open definitely will still remain. So here.
No, I just didn't know if you were still able to get to a place where you can send me the thing that you're saying you're going to send me. I didn't know.
Oh, I'm sending you in our client dashboard, you have the ability to see, you know, how many new clients you're receiving. You can see which keywords they typed in to find you. You can see if they came from Facebook or if they came from Google. So that's what I'm referring to as our client dashboard. We sent you guys when you signed up the login or the credentials to it. So, you could, if you wanted to, log in, but, you know, since, you know, you don't do any of that, I'll just send it to you in an email so that you can just look at it.
Can you send this stuff to to a different email?
Yes, I was going to ask you because I saw a different email on the Facebook page, which was the Travis Travis Ramos Trees. Okay, that's right. My contacts are fuzzy, but now I see. Because I'm like, if it's Travis Most Trees, then there's a T missing, but I see the Ramos. Okay, there we go. Okay. Is that the one you wanted me to use?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, I already sent it to the first one, but I'll send it to this one as well, just so you have it. Facebook ads results. Okay, so this is from that section of the dashboard that would show you what activity that you're getting, so. And I'll tell you too, Travis, I've been doing this for 14 years and, you know, almost, you know, in a couple months, but over the years I've heard every horror story imaginable out there, and I've heard about, you know, companies that promise the moon and the stars, and when it comes down to their performance, they don't deliver, you know. And the reason, you know, we've serviced over 48,000 clients in 20 years as a corporation, and we maintain a 97% retention rate, is because it's working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business, right? Because
right.
there's a reason, you know, that tens of thousands of business owners continue to renew with this program month after month after month. You know, it's not because they have to, because nobody signed a contract. It's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business, you know? And that's the main thing, you know, is, you know, try to focus less on, you know, Yelp and Facebook, even though it's a good format in the beginning because it jumpstarts your results on Google and gets you traction a little bit quicker. But it, once you're ranking on Google on the first page, you're not even going to need, you know, Facebook ads or Yelp or anything else, because most of your calls will come from Google. And I say that also not only because, you know, I work here and that's our specialty, but, you know, I'm a homeowner and I've had a lot of friends that are homeowners, and I've never heard anybody say, you know, let's Facebook it when they're looking for, you know, a stump removal, or or let's
right.
Let's Yelp it. People Yelp things for restaurants and whatnot so they could see pictures of the food, but I've never heard that for a tree service either. You know, the reality is that people say let's Google it all day long, because Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide.
Hold on 1 second. I've got to take this call.
Of course. No problem.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, this is a client calling.
Okay.
I think I want to go ahead. I want to go ahead and take advantage of that 2 weeks and see how it goes.
Okay.
Can you hold until I'm done this call, or would you prefer to call me back,
well,
or what?
Remember I told you we close at 7, so we're a couple
yeah.
minutes after hours now. So I'll apply the 2 weeks. I'll reverse the cancellation and get the account reinstated. And then if you want me to call you in the morning, I can, you know, just to pick
that
up.
That would be great.
Meeting.
Just so that I can round
okay.
stuff off. I'll talk to her and be the filter. She listens to the first half of sentences, and when she's got something set in her mind. But, yes, please
yeah.
call me in the morning.
You
they,
got it. I will.
Yeah. I'm East Coast, so
Eastern.
I'm
okay.
East Coast, so I'll probably be ahead of you.
Okay, I come in at 7, so I'll call you, you know, sometime between 10 and 11 your time tomorrow. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Bye. Mm-hmm.